in the slot. I do a lot of similar things that I did at Ole Miss. Kind of move me around in the backfield, slot, outside. This kind of similar the way they bounce me around a little bit, use my versatility or whatever. That's probably the biggest similarity.
How comfortable do you feel with blocking
stuff they're asking you? That's the biggest curve I'm on right now. I'm comfortable putting my face in there. That's a lot of technique stuff that I'm trying to get down and working on. It's something I embrace, something that I know I can get down. It's a lot of technique, a lot of small things that go into being successful at it.
Is that something, the area that you
feel
most improved right now?
Definitely. Get a little stronger, put a little more weight on, learn some things, learn some technique that helps me in the trenches. I feel like I've improved a lot and I'm excited to get the pads on.
I think there was a play near the goal line yesterday. We had video of it. It was a Perkins run to the corner, and you engage Kennard, then you kind of head up on Landon a little bit. You talked a lot about coverage with Landon in the spring. Just curious, in those run concepts now in camp, looking forward to kind of seeing some of the heavy hitters on his defense?
Those guys fly around, and I think, the best defense in the league. So they're going to make us better. And we got to embrace competition. And so it's going to make us a stronger and more complete offense, going head up with them and being physical with them. Honestly, the offense in college, the tight end was by far the toughest position to learn. So I was already adjusted to that, being asked to do a lot. But it's just, like I said, with blocking, this is a lot of different technique stuff that I got to learn. And, that's a lot that I didn't really get to master and really get to rep in college. So, tight ends are kind of the Swiss Army knife for offenses, especially like ours. So it's a good block we have to learn. But there's a lot of technique for us to learn so we can be successful in those things that we're asked to do.
Do you ever compare yourself, obviously different positions, but do you ever compare yourself to Brandon Marshall as a pass catcher?
A big body, fast receiver that goes and chases the ball, that's what I want to be. He's been doing it for years, and I would definitely would love to mold my game after his game, and the receiving aspect, definitely.
How unique do you find the way that Ben sort of involves everyone after an interception? That whole, it just seems like chaos out there on the field. What's that like for you? Ever seen anything like that?
Yeah, it's fun, unless I've come off the field after like four plays and I'm tired and I got to chase down the DB. But, we're a team. When there's a mistake made or something like that happens, or a crazy change of events, we ought to be on our toes. So I definitely love that.
So I'm assuming that's something he said in like a team meeting, this is what we're going to do if there's an interception?
In the game?
Well, no, hopefully not in the game. You might get a penalty. I'm saying, in practice, like, did he say before, the first practice, this is what happens when
I think that's just been the thing they've done. There was one day, my first couple days out here, they threw a pick and everybody started running. I was really lost. So, I'm used to it now, so.
Describe your relationship with Eli right now, on the field, just before there and then off the field.
Definitely just getting to know each other. Definitely building chemistry and just being one of the guys. Just eating lunch with him and talking to him and making corrections on the field. Just getting to know him and just being comfortable around each other. I gotta be where he wants me to be. I gotta fix a lot of things, and he helps me with a lot of stuff too. So it's definitely just a growing relationship, and I'm just kind of trying to learn as much as I can from him and be the best guy in the offense to help him out.
Is that really one thing to do? Young guy that gets to come in the right way, work with the Hall of Fame board. That
definitely. It's been a dream of mine to come into the NFL, but to be here with these great vets and all these great weapons and this great defense and this great organization. It's a blessing. It's something I'm definitely going to take advantage of. So it's really exciting, it's really cool to be around these guys, and it's a blessing to learn from them and be able to go compete with them.
Sorry if you were asked this already, but how beneficial is it to you that to start your NFL career not getting in the middle of a competition with
I mean, it's competition makes everybody better. It makes everybody bring their best material each and every day. It's those guys in the tight end room. We all help each other. We all push each other. And from day one, those guys have had open arms with me coming into the meeting room. Me and Colin are the young guys trying to learn the offense, and they've been nothing but great help for us. We push each other. We do mental reps with each other, and we support each other as well when we do good things and help each other when we make mistakes. So the competition makes everybody better, and I couldn't be in a better room. Definitely. I mean, just certain, just small things like releases on routes or different total opposite techniques of blocking. It's a lot. I can't stress enough. Technique is everything at this level, and there's a lot of different stuff of how you kind of shake off old habits. So I'm trying to get out of it, definitely.